Hello, you are listening to Schmimcast, a behind-the-scenes look at Improv Schmimprov, Orange County's most popular late-night improv comedy show. For the latest episodes of Schmimcast, please visit www.schmimcast.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at the call sign
Schmimcast.
That's twitter.com/Schmimcast.
Schmimcast.
If for some strange reason you're wondering how to spell Schmimcast, it's S-H-M-I-M-C-A-S-T. And of course, you can always come and see Improv Schmimprov every Friday and Saturday night at 11 p.m. at the Maverick Theater in Fullerton, California. For information on upcoming shows, please visit www.improvschmimprov.com. I'm not going to help you spell that. And now...
Schmimcast.
The show must go! So on with the show!
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, welcome to episode 2 of Schmimcast, everybody out there. Nick McGee from Improv Schmimprov. My guest is running late. We'll see if they show up. If not, that's cool too. We'll just have our own little episode right here. We'll call it Nikki's Table Scraps. Since it's just me today. We'll start off here with an email. I actually got an email. I'm so impressed. One show out and we get an email. That's freaking cool, man. I'm rad. All right, this email is from Sean. Sean says, "Hey, man. Thought the debut podcast was pretty cool. It had a good flow and you guys sounded real natural." Oh, almost forgot to finish that sentence there. "I wasn't sure how the clips during the second half would fare, but I really liked that section, and it was super smart of you guys to add your comments and explain things in between clips instead of just letting them play out. Smart move." And, let's see here. He's going to promote us on his blog here. He says, "Keep up the good work." Sean, you're awesome, dude. Thank you very much for the email. I'll just give a plug for your blog here. It's called www.thedisjointedpress.blogspot.com. Thanks a lot, Sean. And if anybody has an email they would like to send us, please use our email address, schmimcast@aol.com. I'd also like to thank all the Twitter folks that gave us good feedback after listening to our first podcast. Hopefully I won't bore you to death with my second episode. Sort of dancing by myself, you know, giving myself the Twitter. I figured that we would play some clips that probably wouldn't get played on future episodes anyway, unless it's just kind of a solo episode, me spanking it here by myself. All fap, 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 you know, it's good. Something else that also came up on our first episode, roasting, and how at Improv from Improv we roast a player after the first 100 shows they have. Our 100th show is a roast. Well, we talked about Eric's roast, and I said Eric can be a dick sometimes. I'd also like to say that Eric is really... freaking cool guy, and yeah, actually helped me out in some rough spots in my life, so I hope that Eric didn't listen to that and be like, "Nick's a dick, I'm gonna go over there and eat him," something to that effect. Eric, it's hard for him to touch anybody because he moved, and we all miss Eric. He moved far away to another land. We don't know if we'll ever see him again, but we wish him well. In fact, I would love to invite Eric to come and do a Schmimcast episode with me. I'll tempt him with punch and pie, and maybe... a few pizzas. Alright, let's play some clips here. This is boring listening to me talk about this shit. Alright, here is a really freaking fun improv game. You can play it at home if you want, as a matter of fact. It's called Beastie Rap. All you have to do is rhyme. We just pick someone's name out of the audience that hopefully has one syllable in it, such as Dan or Nick. Hopefully monosyllabic, and we have to go back and forth between the players, make as many rhymes as possible. If we screw up or they can't say the rhyme, then they lose their turn. It's kind of like a rap battle, but a very simplified one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Beastie Rap. We're starting off with Mike after a warm round of applause.
She looked like a man and was a
shark. On Facebook, I did lie.
Just barely made it that time, huh? Yeah.
It's a racial term and I won't say it.
Guys! A little too slow, all right!
All right, so racial term. Oh, man. Here we go. Well, it's tough, you know. It's tough being a rapper these days.
All right, one more. We need another name. Quick name.
Ben.
Ben. All right.
Ben.
Boom, boom. Get it off, get it
off. No, I'm not really cool guy. His name is
Ben.
Boom. He is my really good friend.
Wow, these rappers is kind of whack, man. They're not doing too good. Yeah, you wouldn't survive in Detroit, not even 1 second, bitches.
When the sun goes down, it goes
a little dark. Get on, get on.
Cheeky, 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 I made a sparks. The other name of the tree is called a
bark.
I like girls with really big jumps.
Don't we all? That's fantastic. Well, sometimes we make sense, but we don't rhyme.
Ron? Ron!
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 As you can see, the crowd goes wild, even for the whack rappers.
Rex! All right!
Yeah!
What might Rex rhyme with?
First name Tyrannosaurus, second name Rex!
I had some cereal, it was Rice Krispies!
What the hell, Jamie? What the hell? Just trying to destroy the game, Jamie.
All right, the last one is Jack.
Jack.
Jack. Oh. I know that guy. His name is Jack.
He was doing some drugs. He was doing some crack.
This is my front and this is my back.
I apologize that sometimes the sound quality on these recordings is not perfect. I try to clarify where I can. In this case, I don't have a fucking clue what they said. Sorry.
I live in a hut, I live in a
shack!
Ooh-wee, busting out the basketball.
He likes girls with army jumps!
Okay, so yeah, that was a perfect way to end that game there. Fantastic, now you understand what it's like to be white in Orange County. This is how we do our rap battles in Orange County. Let's actually go back to the first episode. We played some clips from a game called Bucket of Mono, which is a typical opening game where we get sentences from the audience. The players don't know what the sentences are going to be. They pick them up off the ground, and they do a monologue based on that sentence and whatever scene setup comes from the audience before the game. So we played half of a bucket of mono because it was kind of long during our first episode, and I got a little flack because I didn't play the second half. So I'm going to play the second half of the game for you now just to totally mess things up and to piss people off. So all you really need to know is that this scene takes place during a funeral. It's the funeral for a goldfish. To reel it back a little bit here, we had three monologues already. The first one was more or less a eulogy. That was me lamenting over the Christ-like fish. Then we had a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger come in, which was Patrick. And the third one was our good friend Jamie Scheel. His sentence that he came out with first was something to do with horse jizz. Jerking off the horse, that's it. So Jamie went on a tirade about the poor horse and how it got jism all over it. You can see where this is leading, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a good place. So this is here, starting out the second half of Bucket of Mono.
So I went to the 99-cent store today to get change for a $100 bill.
You're listening to the hilarious Jason Booth right now.
Because ever since Vladimir died, I have not been able to get the memory of him out of my head. I told the leaders of the KGB it was a bad idea selling spy to America as goldfish. You must listen to me. I said anything could happen to him. He could be killed by Power Ranger.
That's a good example of him throwing back to old Patrick's monologue there.
The sad thing was, Vladimir had found a dossier he needed prior day and was scheduled to be sent back on flight when all too friendly farmer found him ball.
So the all too friendly farmer, Jamie, that likes to jack off horses.
So I was ass fucking this guy and he reaches around and grabs my nuts and I'm all like, what a fag.
Sounds like something our audience would make up.
I'm all like, what a fag. I'm all like, what a fag. Hi, I'm the horse.
This is Donish Noshviron. Hi, I'm the horse. Yes. Horse is the horse, of course, of course.
First of all, it's nice to see you again.
Now, this fish is a faggot. Alright? And I'm only happy to say that I gave him his very last facial.
Short, sweet, filthy, very funny.
Cover your mouth!
And here is Mr. David Chorley, ladies and gentlemen, another comedic genius. Or as I called him last week, a talentless cunt. I mean, listen to how long he's just standing there mugging. I mean, who does that?
Let me tell you the story as to how I named my funeral parlor, Cover Your Mouth.
You see, people thought I was crazy opening up a funeral parlor for goldfish. But you see, people were eating goldfish, lots of them, because they were tasty. After the Ewoks went in steam, of course.
Brilliant callback, all the way back to the very, very first line of the entire freaking game, the Ewoks. Of course, goldfish is a goldfish, of course.
So we had a flood of goldfish coming in, and people were eating them. And I would say, cover your mouth, I do not want to see goldfish bones as you're crunching them. One day I received a small Russian goldfish covered in semen. And I started to eat it. And I could not cover my mouth any longer. It was too delicious. So I will change my name. Change the name of the funeral parlor. To what?
Nothing.
Let's see. I will change it to what up the butt.
Oh, that was awesome. I will change my funeral parlor name to, I don't know, oh, should I change it to, what up the butt? Yes. Actually, I think what David did there is he went back to the little slips of paper that the audience had written down, and he picked one more up, and that ended up being the name of his funeral parlor. That game turned out to be quite funny. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the complete bucket of mono now. Now you have to listen to the first episode and the second episode together to make sense of it all. And you can see the beginning, the middle, and the end. And hopefully now people will be really freaking pissed off at me because I played half in one episode and half in the other episode. So there.
Schmimcast.
Something we might have mentioned briefly in our first episode is that Improv Schmimprov invites other improv groups to come and challenge them, especially during the very beginning of every year. And this year is no different. I would say we've had challenges with 10 or so different improv groups. At least. Maybe 20. No, more like 1,000. It was a lot. We have our final one, I believe, this week. In this particular match, where this game came from, you're not going to listen to Improv Schmimprov players. Here's a game-o-matic that got picked and played by the opposing team, Ben, Brian, and Jeff from Off in the Corner Improv. And it's a good thing that our last game ended with David Chorley, because David Chorley is the one who came up with this game.
And you, Mr. Chorley.
My game is called Funny Elves. And it's open mic night over at Santa's Workshop.
We even need to continue.
So they play three elves, and they're amateur stand-up, telling jokes for each other.
This is Funny Elves. We'll start with NASCAR. All right. Give it up for Off in the Corner Improv playing Funny Elves after a round of applause.
This is just great. I was like, ooh, this is going to be rough. They did a very, very funny job.
So did you hear that one guy in NASCAR? I heard he could reach the pedal. So did you hear? Santa on Christmas, he had to take a pit stop.
Did you hear last night? Santa wanted to get in Mrs. Claus, but she gave up. She put up the checkered flag. She was done.
And this is where the game starts getting filthy right here.
Did you hear after that? They tried doing it again, but he crashed and burned.
All right, let's switch topics here. Let's switch to Thanksgiving is a new topic.
And they tried again, but she was stuffed.
So did you guys hear what's worse than Christmas? Thanksgiving.
So yeah, again, they were doing it yesterday. He got out on top of her and he broke her wishbone.
So the other day they were fucking and
and then after he broke her wishbone, he played with her breast.
And then he went down on her and went gobble gobble.
There really are just a plethora of Thanksgiving jokes out there.
And then he sprayed his gravy all over her. Oh. And then he asked, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
And then the whole family came in.
It's not just funny elves, it's like stoned elves.
Justin Bieber.
doing it. He kept on calling her baby, baby. And instead of a water ball hitting in her face, it was his dick.
I'm fucking taller than
Well, he just told the beep now, didn't he?
That's it. Alright. Alright, let's move on to eggnog.
So for some reason, we're watching Santa have sex again.
Yes, for some apparent reason, we were watching Santa have sex because we really enjoy that.
I do that a lot. And Mrs. Claus had eggnog on her face.
Let's move on to the NAACP.
Look around. There's no black people in the shop. It's because it's nighttime and fucked up.
Okay, I'll just leave that at that. All right, well, that was Funny Elves. But as you can see, once again, that was Off in the Corner Improv. Ben, Brian, Jeff.
Schmimcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your favorite part of Schmimcast. That is the one-liners recap, yes. Here's a set of one-liner jokes we played a few weeks back. Here we go.
Here's the result with 185. 185 of the topics belong to a bar. The bartender will refuse the service for a hilarious pun-related joke. Then they're going to play Big Jeopardy. All the questions are answers. And then they'll play Big Jeopardy. Fling his cigarette into the trail of gasoline and then say something incredibly funny and awful. So, we're going to start this on 185. 185 puppies walk into a bar after a warm round of applause!
Nathan McCarrick right there. He is one of the founders of Improv, Schmimprov, hopefully to be on a future episode of Schmimcast.
185 puppies walk into a bar and they order a beer and the bartender gives them the beer. They drink it all fast.
That is the hilarious Jason Booth right there, ladies and gentlemen. Always difficult starting off a game, you know? You just think of something brilliant right off the top of your head.
185 puppies walk into a bar, and the bartender says, I'm sorry we don't serve puppies here. And the puppies go, oh, that's too bad. And they walk out, and then Santa comes in, and then the bartender realizes they're Santa buddies.
Oh, you could have just stopped the joke right there, Patrick. That's gonna be the highlight of the joke, right?
Puppies are like, can we get a drink? And the Asian bartender was like, no problem. And then they drink it all, and the puppies are reaching for their wallets, and the Asian guy's like, don't worry, it's flea.
It's flea.
35 puppies walking on urban bars.
This is Donish here, by the way.
35 puppies walk into an urban bar. And the bartender serves them drinks, but puppies don't have, like, the thumbs, and so they can't open their beer. And so they say to the bartender, hey, could you tell us how to open this beer? And he says, nah, dog.
Donish is so freaking gangster, man. Good lord.
185 puppies walk into a bar, and they all sit at the bar top. And down at the far end of the bar is this woman in this long white coat, and she says, only 84 will leave.
Moving on to 185 pancakes.
185 pancakes walk into a bar, and it's Uncle Ben's bar. And, the bartender's like,
I'm sure that made complete sense in Jamie's head before he went up there. Poor Jamie.
185 puppies walk into the bar, and one of them starts hitting on this girl. He's like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, hey, how you doing? And the puppy's like, hey, you want to fuck? And she goes, you're Bisquick.
185 puppy pancakes.
Oh, yeah. It still works. them, but they're pans, so he breaks his teeth.
A strip club, and the other patrons say, "God damn, look at all these flat chicks." Y'all got flatback titties.
That was David Chorley, Flapjack Titties. Oh, that killed me, man. I could not stop thinking about Flapjack Titties. Like, weeks and weeks after that, I just them with floppy titties flopping around. Flap, 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 flap. As you can tell, the audience cannot stop laughing after the image of the floppy Flapjack Titties.
And then they're walking home afterwards, and this bar is located in a neighborhood where right across the street this tiny old couple lives. And this old woman is looking out the window and she says, "Harold, there are 185 drunk pancakes walking down the street." And Harold says, "What did I tell you about taking more than two aspirin?"
I'm telling you, this improv stuff is so hard. You have to think of a funny joke, like, right off the top of your head, and then sometimes you just don't remember what the hell's going on. This is what happened right here to poor little Patrick. He comes back, though. You'll see. Listen. In case you didn't catch that, he said, "We don't need a cab. I hop." See, what made that so great and why the audience loved it is because he failed first, and then he came back and he was like, "Bam! I had it! I had it! There you go, bitches! Take that shit! I hop!" That was me right there. Any kind of athletic game. Yes, that was stress.
The answer is limbo competition.
No, stress ball. Who can go low?
What are fat guys like me really bad at?
What is great way to meet the kinky chicks? What came just before the wet t-shirt contest, which came just after the bimbo contest?
What they ever did in an episode of Lost.
See, I had one for this, another one, but I didn't get a chance to put it up, and it was as follows. What do people in purgatory play in order to decide whether they get to go to heaven or hell? A limbo contest. Oh, probably okay that I didn't go up on that instinct.
What is the Olympic event the Chinese always take gold in?
The answer is bacon.
What is delicious? What is good in my bed? What my fart smell like when I eat too much bacon?
That was David saying, "What do my fart smell like when I eat too much bacon?"
What is Kevin's last name?
And that was me saying, "What is Kevin's last name?" Get it? Get it? Huh? Huh? Yeah, Kevin Bacon? Huh?
I know the bread is in the oven, but what is it doing?
throw the cigarette that kills the hangnail.
Right. God.
Tweezers.
Looks like in the end, he just couldn't cut it.
Yeah, she was cute, but you're cute and cold.
Jamie always comes up with the best, like, little puns. He's just brilliant at them.
Looks like you got bit off in the end.
Don't have to get wrong a whole bunch of letter-guessing things to hang you.
To add insult to injury, after I kill you, your car's going to be towed.
Now look who's infected and filled with pus.
Well, that trail of gas is 30 miles away. Nailed it.
You shouldn't have given me the finger.
Look at it this way, kid. No more earwax and butt cracks for you.
I got a groan. No more earwax and butt cracks for you. I thought that would land better. Yeah, filthy me.
He's now killing the fleeing cufflink.
You're trying to get away from here, cufflink? Well, here's my Zelda sword.
Oh! He's now killing head lice.
I can't see you, but I believe you're there.
If you were any lower right now, you'd be crabby.
He's now killing...
Bang, bang.
They use quills in Harry Potter, but you're not in Harry Potter. I pork her pine, but I won't pork you pine.
Okay, well, that was our one-liners section. Oh, our special guest is here, Mr. Improv.
Hi, Mr. Improv.
We have shows coming up. Friday, February 25th. That may be already passed if you're hearing this in the future. Amber, Jamie, Drew, Enrique, Lindsay, and Nate play, and AJ host. Saturday the 26th, AJ, Greg, Nate, and Spencer versus The Safety Safari. Ooh, it's a challenge match with Jamie Shalil hosting. Then on March 4th, Friday, March 4th, begins our first show of March Madness. Come check that out. That's our selection show. And then after that, all the teams are decided. And for the rest of the month, the teams will battle it out for who is the very best improv shmimprov player in the entire universe. And that's the entire month of March. April 2nd, All Puppet Players show, which is Improv Shmimprov versus the All Puppet Players. Yeah, we play against puppets because we're crazy like that, you know? Hey, forget about it. It's like freaking Sesame Street and Grover and the Big Bird and all that crap, except they can say adult things. They can pluck the feathers out. No, they ain't gonna do that because, you know, you don't want to mess with a puppet, really. You can't really mess around, fuck around with a little puppet. You know, they get pissed off and then they haunt you at night and they come into your house while you're sleeping and then they, like, fucking poke your eyes out and shit. Improv Shmimprov will play every Friday and Saturday at the Maverick Theater. The All Puppet Players shows will be on the first Saturday of every month, and every Friday and Saturday night, you can catch Improv Shmimprov at the Maverick Theater for the low, low cost of $5. I would also like to add that Improv Shmimprov is available to perform anywhere and anyhow you would like. We can perform at your bar mitzvahs, at your birthday parties, at your christenings, at your baptisms, whatever you like, folks. We will do what you want. We're signing out now. This has been the Dildo Tater podcast.
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it.
For this week, I'm Nick McGee.
I'm Jamie Shue.
All right. Keep your dildo taters warm. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shmimcast. Remember, for the latest episodes of Shmimcast, please visit www.shmimcast.com. You can email us at shmimcast@aol.com and hit us up on Twitter at Shmimcast. It's S-H-M-I-M-C-A-S-T. That's twitter.com/Shmimcast. And now...
Improv out.
It's time for the show. And now the show is over. Four-leaf clover. A man drives a rover.
Listener discretion is advised.
Shmimcast.